Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, you spent a day in pretty heady company last week up in Washington, D.C. Let's talk a little bit about that meeting that you were involved in.
Well, you're right. It was Infrastructure Week, as proclaimed by the White House. And as we saw, the president went out to Cincinnati on one of the waterways on Wednesday. But then on Thursday, there was a half-day summit there at the White House with the president and the vice president and several cabinet members and others to talk about infrastructure. And I had the privilege of being there to represent rural America and agriculture.
Now, you had some pretty lofty company. There was really one other ag commissioner there, and the rest were cabinet members or other stakeholders.
Well, that's right. It was Commissioner Strain from Louisiana, myself, and then seven or eight governors, and then some mayors of mid-sized cities out Oklahoma, Ohio, Missouri types. So none of your large city representation. The message was, in his meeting with Governor Perdue, basically to try to change the culture as it applies to Washington, partnering with locals. And then how do you get the best return on investment? And then how do you deal with the regulatory hurdles that we all seem to have to try to get over?
They're thinking big here.
Group breakout said we want some transformative projects. And that is that big thinking that's associated with the Trump administration. But I reminded him that in agriculture over the last 40, 50 years, we played small ball. And we have these incremental progress in technologies that has allowed the American public to buy their food for less than 10 cents on their discretionary income, which basically frees up capital to make all of these other big projects. So I had to remind him a little bit about the background of agriculture. It's interesting to be there with President Trump because once he gets into that deal-making mindset, I think that's where his true skills are, and I believe that's why, if he can keep this momentum going, that we will see some benefits in the rural parts of South Carolina. We had a few projects to talk about, as well as other parts of the state that will benefit agriculture.
Now, infrastructure is a big word. Kind of give us some definition there.
Well, it focused on water, health, the health aspect for rural counties and communities. We talked about the waterways in the Midwest and the locks and dams that are very dilapidated. Talked about broadband, high-speed internet out in the rural areas. And obviously in South Carolina, we talked about the rural roads and bridges that have been a big part of our discussion for all spring as we finally got the roads bill passed. But we spoke to the impact on our agriculture in the rural counties and farm to market and keeping the efficiencies coming from agriculture that everyone benefits from.
That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.